We are beginning Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Tes, and we'll be doing the first three Sifim. Sif Aleph. Kol Schora Asura. All business, which is commerce, buying and selling, is Asur. The reason it's Asur is because of Tircha, even though it's not Malacha literally, but that's not the way you spend your Cholamoid. Afila Kol Shu, regardless of how insignificant it is. Bein Liknos, Bein Limkor, whether to buy or to sell. Vafilu im hil vimos. If someone went and he lent money, amanashi itnlo acharkach yain o schor acheres. This was before Cholamo. He lent somebody money and he said, "I want you to pay me back in wine or other things." The piron chovo kedeli histaker, in order that I make money on it. Eino yochel leilach letovam. You're not allowed to go ahead and be tovei them. Meaning, if I made up with this person, I'm lending you money, what I want in return is wares that I'm going to be able to do business with. You cannot go and collect those wares, because this is not a simple peron chov. This is like acquiring something for sale. Elim kein enim mitzuyim achra moed avali davar avod. Unless it's something that will not be available later, then it is a davar avod. The halachi is that this is true not only of Yisrael ba'atzmo, but even ayidei nochri. By way of a non-Jew, you're not supposed to have a non-Jew do business for you. So what's this? The havalei dover avud, if it won't be around, im lo yelech v'cholamod l'mkom over yitbeim, he will not be able to get it. Now, what happens if he will be able to get it? Just he's going to be missing out on making money. That's not enough. It means even in a case where you could be making money off it, that's not a heter. To that, the Rama says, Hagam, you and Mizdaman lo revach maruba b'moed, yochalimkor b'tzina, v'yotzi l'simchus yontiv yosem asha yadato lohotzi. That what, if it's something where a very significant profit is available, so what he can do is, he can go and collect it and then sell it, or he can just go and sell it, if we're talking about selling something that he's got, make the extra money, and use part of it for the sake of simchus yontiv. Use it on something he's going to do on Yontif. Now, all of this is business, but Malacha Mamish, they were not Matir for the sake of Revach. Malacha Mamish is only Mutter if it's a Dover Av, and not for the sake of seeing to it that you can make money. You're allowed to go and claim a debt, collect a debt on Cholamoid that is not considered a malacha. I mean, it's not considered tircha, it's not considered business. Certainly, if it's from a non-Jew, where you really have fears that if you don't collect it on Yontif, he'll forget about it, and you won't be able to. So all of this is even without Davar Avod. The Kol Shkedein Tzarech Lomer is even with certainly where there is Davar Avod. But this is even without Davar Avod. They did not put debt collection into the Klal of Schora, which is also. Siv Gimel. Machar L'Chavero Prak Matya Kodem Moed. What happens if you sold merchandise to someone else before Yontif? Yesh Misha also Litvoa Damea B'Moed. There are those who say that collecting the money is unlike collecting a monetary chov. If someone owes you money for merchandise, that some say is business. Elim keyel okeach olim she'edo botzu b'bokam amocher, unless he's somebody that won't be around, but his daman lo b'cholamo, he happens to have come by. Dehevek a dover avud, because then it's considered dover avud. The mechaber says now, v'li nira, Shekivin shezok avolav hamaos bechovo kodem amoed. Once you change it into a debt, into a chov, we no longer look at it as prakmatya. Meaning, if someone didn't pay you, and what you do is you tell him the amount of money that he owes, and you turn it into a chov, that is no longer considered schor, it's considered prias chovo, or gvias chovo. Umudr ligvos menev chalamoed, afilu hu adam shemotsui b'makam amokra. This is someone that will be found. It's still mutter. Hagah says the Rama. V'chein mutter likbol b'mishpat b'shvil chovosav amutarim l'dvoa. Anything that you're allowed to collect, any debt that you're allowed to collect, you can even walk into court to collect. We're talking about non-Jewish courts. V'chein mutter lasu skifim chovosav b'moei kilav tichon. You're also allowed to turn them into what you do is you work out the amount and say, this is what you owe me, so that it's not going to be this undefined sum and you're going to end up losing. The Chol Zeh Bechal Dover Ovid Vashari, because all of that is considered included in Dover Avod. Now, Lemaisa, today, people are very makel because everything, when you're talking about collecting debts, it's always considered a Dover Avod. You never know if you'll have another opportunity for it. All of this is with regard to collecting. With regard to writing, for that it would have to be a Dover Avod Mamish. Otherwise, we're not matter writing a Chol HaMoed.